mercy, kripa, daya, kripa karo. Someone asked the question, what is the difference between the devotee's mercy and Krishna's mercy? The answer is no difference. Mercy means something that descends upon a jiva, and the jiva may either accept it or reject it. There is no cause for acceptance of mercy from the jiva side. All comes from mercy, which includes by mercy one jiva has a favorable attitude to accept the mercy. All decisions that we make in life are made by our intellect, which is material. But mercy is an inspiration that comes by the grace of a devotee. Kripa, Vaishnava Kripa, Guru Kripa, Krishna Kripa, is an inspiration that comes by the inspiration that comes by the grace of a devotee. Mercy is a higher power, and mercy can overpower anything material. One may get initial inspiration in one's conscience. After one gets initial inspiration, one's conscious choice can lead one to accept or reject that inspiration. If one rejects it right in the beginning, then where is the mercy? So if one really receives mercy, one doesn't reject it. Later, one may continue to act on that inspiration and receive more mercy drop by drop. Mercy is available in the form of inspiration. One may be inspired or inclined to engage in an act of bhakti. You can act on that inspiration or not. If you don't act on an inspiration, then that is equal to not getting the mercy. Therefore, when real mercy comes for the first time, it overpowers one's intellect. There is no choice but to accept it. When real mercy comes to one for the first time, it overpowers the intellect. And there is no choice but to accept the mercy. Will a devotee keep on taking birth until one attains prema, or will kripa or mercy play a role and take care of everything based on sincerity? In other words, if I get the mercy, even though I haven't attained bhava bhakti or prema bhakti, I'll still get liberated and go to Krishna. Such a devotee will continue to take birth until one is fully surrendered. Ultimately, everything depends on grace or mercy, but we have to make a sincere effort. Krishna told Arjuna in Gita 8:17, Tasmat, 8th chapter, verse 7, Tasmat sarvesu kaleshu mamanyushmara yudhicha. Yudhicha ananusmaran. Fight and always remember me, moment to moment. So we have to make an effort. Always remember Krishna and fight. That's what Krishna told Arjuna. We have to try and do bhakti, but the result is not based on our effort. The result comes by grace. Yasya prasada, Bhagavad prasada, yasya prasada, nagati gatovi. We act as if we act, we perform bhakti bhajan and do different sevas and actions as if the result is based on our action. But actually, we know that happens only, the result and success only comes by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Rivakra. Mercy is totally independent. The Sanskrit word that describes mercy is yadrichaya, yadrichaya. Yadrichaya. Mercy is not irrational, but transrational. Shastra tells us that Krishna's mercy comes by Krishna's will. He is not dependent on anything. Oh, Krishna, Kripa Karo, Kripa Karo, Kripa Karo. Radhe.